With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A major storm with heavy snow and record rain moving through Northern California has toppled trees, closed roads, and prompted evacuations in some areas after knocking out power to hundreds of thousands of people in Washington and Oregon. Forecasters warn that the risk of flash flooding and rock slides will continue through today. Up to 16 inches of rain forecast for some areas. A judge has officially delayed next week's scheduled sentencing of Donald Trump in his criminal case. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that report.
Trump was to be sentenced next week on his 34-count felony conviction, but Judge Juan Marchand has officially adjourned the sentencing. He's giving Trump lawyers until December 2nd to file a motion to dismiss the case and giving Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg until December 7th to respond. Earlier this week, prosecutors agreed to a delay in sentencing, but they don't want the case thrown out. Trump was convicted of falsifying business records to cover up payments to Stormy Daniels. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, NATO says Russian President Vladimir Putin's use of an experimental intermediate-range ballistic missile against Ukraine will not change the course of the conflict.
This is a Russian leader who embraces escalation as a means of achieving his goals. Yesterday, the firing of this new hypersonic intercontinental ballistic missile targeting Dnipro, and then in his TV address, this direct threat, really, to Britain and America and other countries who supply Ukraine with longer-range missiles, all of that shows he is determined to escalate this.
BBC correspondent Steve Rosenberg in Moscow. The Dow ahead 283 points, but the NASDAQ is down 2 points. This is SRN News. A Swiss church uses artificial intelligence to simulate Jesus.
When parishioners of St. Peter's Chapel in Lucerne enter the confessional, they will be confronted by a hologram image of Christ, which says, "Peace be with you, brother," and then offers to answer questions. Some people are welcoming the new device. Others say they're creeped out by it. A church official says the AI program has been trained on scripture and theological texts taken from the internet. Some critics question the theological value of the experiment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal court in New Hampshire taking up the issue of transgenderism. The case concerns two high school boys, one who played soccer on the girls' team this fall, the other who plans to join the girls' track team this winter. A federal judge ruled earlier this year that the teens can play on the girls' teams as they seek to overturn the Fairness in Women's Sports Act. This is SRN News. Japan has signed off on a $140 billion stimulus package designed to ease the burden of inflation on its citizens.
Japan has a minority government, and this stimulus is largely being seen as a political move in an effort to boost new Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba's coalition. It says this package includes handouts of almost $200 for low-income households, fuel and energy subsidies, and help for small businesses. It's the second such package in as many years, and comes as government data on Friday put headline inflation last month at a modest 2.3%, but showed rice, an important staple food in Japan, up nearly 60% year on year, showing cost of living is still an issue.
BBC correspondent James Wickham. A second Australian teen has died after drinking tainted alcohol in Laos. Laos, a popular tourist destination. More details at SRNnews.com.